So, as you know, over the past, I'm going to say 10 years, 5 years, maybe 5 years, dating apps have become much bigger. And I'm not talking about Grindr. I'm talking about dating apps where people are looking not just to hook up, but they're looking to get married, like Bumble and Hinge,
Match.
things like that. Match. Yeah. Match is more of a website. But so when it comes to the dating apps, they finally have some data on people that met on a dating app and got married. Do you think that they, A, have better, healthier, stronger relationships, or B, were more likely to divorce within 2, 3 years?
I'm going to say they have better relationships.
Why?
Because I think the only way that you could meet somebody before dating apps were at work, a store, walking down the street, a nightclub, a bar. And now you have a wider net so you can choose a little bit better.
But with a wider net, doesn't that mean that you feel like there's more people available? Do you know what I mean? Like that was the biggest problem. That's what the research initially was showing, that you would swipe right on somebody, you'd go meet them, be like, well, they're great, but maybe there's somebody better. And people would keep swiping on somebody and they would miss somebody that could be actually really good for them because they were looking for perfection. But that didn't exist.
But I think once you find that perfection and you think it's perfection and you get married, I think it's going to last longer than the guy that picked you up at a bar and you went home with him that night. At least on the dating app, you're texting back and forth, you're having a conversation before that date. You know them a little bit better. I think it works out.
It doesn't. You're more likely to get divorced if
Oh,
you met on a
really?
dating app. Yep, that's what the study shows that you're, yeah. The majority of couples who found their significant other online got divorced within the first 3 years of marriage. So 12%. So, okay. So within the first 3 years of marriage, 2% of the population gets divorced, unless you met on a dating app, in which case 12% are more likely.
Wow.
That's a big jump, like 12% versus 2%. So the Marriage Foundation is who did this study. And they, because now, believe me, they've had enough years now that they can see who's been married and who hasn't. And it's interesting, after 7 years of marriage, if you met on a dating app, the likelihood of divorce for a couple who met through an app was even higher. So if you made it through the first 3 years, you'll probably get divorced after seven.
How about if you never delete the app? Is that bad? If you hide it in a folder on your phone and you always keep tabs of what's going on. Yeah, that's interesting. I thought it would be different.
Right. And they're saying the reason why is because you actually don't really get to know somebody all that well, because you meet through an app. So you're like, oh, well, they're hot or they had a good profile. And you do a lot of texting back and forth. But the initial part of the relationship is very superficial. So it takes a while to get to know somebody. So as you get to know them, you're like, whoa, I made a mistake. This is the wrong person for me.
So let's say you met somebody on Bumble. So you met somebody on Bumble, you dated 2 years, and then you guys broke up. Are you going to go back on Bumble, or are you getting a totally different, you going to Tinder now, or are you going to Plenty of Fish, or are you going somewhere different, or are you going back to Bumble?
Well, okay, so that's the problem. So this study is saying that if you met somebody on Bumble, got married, and got divorced after 3 years, it's probably not a good idea to go back on a dating app. You're better off meeting somebody through friends, through a party, at work, in person. That's the idea. But it's this twofold here. They're saying that two things are going on. One is if you met through an app, it takes longer to actually get to know the person, but also the kind of person who dates through an app has less what they call social capital. And if you have less social capital, you're also more likely to get divorced. So the type of people who meet and marry through apps are the type of people who will probably get divorced within 3 years, which means meeting through the kind of person you're going to meet on an app is not the kind of person that you're going to be with the rest of your life necessarily.
So you just don't delete the app. And you've said for years and years and years that you're always going to date the same person.
Yeah, I see no reason to get married.
No, I mean, when you get into that rut, you go, why do I keep dating the same guys? This is because that's the guy that you're looking for. So people are just stupid animals. And we just go right back to Bumble. I go right back. And, oh, look, I met another girl and she's a pain in the ass, too. We lasted 2 years. I'll go right back on Bumble. All over again. And it's probably the same damn people. I guarantee it's the same people that you were looking through before.
Well, no. If 3 years have passed.
No, I guarantee
hopefully.
I guarantee if you go back on, there's somebody that went off for a year and then came right back.
No, what it is it's the other people who went and got married and came back 3 years later also.
Yeah. So you're all, I remember you.
Hey, it's like camp. It's like going back to camp. It's like a reunion.
Yeah, so just don't delete. It's like when you get off Facebook, there's that button you can say, yes, delete, or just kind of take it down for a while.
Right.
So you can just go ahead and just take it down for a while. Don't delete it. Tell her that you deleted it, but really don't delete it.